Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Hank Skins. Batting second, the first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third, the center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Gene Mauch. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Russ Meyer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Russ Meyer. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second, the right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting 8th, the shortstop, Sibby Sisti. Batting 9th, the pitcher, Johnny Sain. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Johnny Sain. And now, play ball. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Elliott fields it and throws to 1st for the out. 1 out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards 3rd. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Stanky reaches second base with a double. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive to center field. Jeffcoat throws towards the plate. Skeffing fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Skeffing. Stanky scores. Holmes moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. 1 out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. Holmes moves to third. Elliott moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold takes first base on ball 4. Holmes scores. Elliott moves to third. Russell moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2. And the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson juggles the ball. That's an error on Torgerson. Pafko moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pafko scores. Nicholson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Braves. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing strikes out. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock strikes out. Two outs. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stanky hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-1 in the game. Skins hits a line drive towards short. Sisti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky misplays the ball. That's an error on Stanky. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elliott moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Russell for the out. Elliott moves to third. Heath moves to second. Two outs. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sockold takes first base on ball 4. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elliott scores. Heath moves to third. Sockold moves to second. It's 3-1, Braves. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0-for-1 in the game. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from Skeffing and he is safe. Torgerson steals second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson moves to third. Elliott moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson scores. Elliott moves to third. Heath moves to second. It's 4-1, Braves. Bob Chipman now pitching. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Sockold strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0 for 2 in the game. Skins hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cisti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mauch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0 for 2 in the game. Sain bunts towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Skins covering, for the out. Cisti moves to second. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sisti moves to third. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Holmes strikes out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards first. Waitko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkos is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkos hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes who is chasing the ball. Waitkos reaches third base with a triple. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Waitkos scores. It's 4-2, Braves. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeffcoat moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Skeffing fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 2 in the game. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Bob Chipman. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0 for 3 in the game. Skins hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Cliff Chambers now pitching. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Sokold takes first base on ball 4. Sivi Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sisti bunts towards third. Pafko juggles the ball. That's an error on Pafko. Sokold moves to second. Johnny Sane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sane is 0 for 2 in the game. Sane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sokold scores. Sisti moves to second. It's 5-2, Braves. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sisti moves to third. Sane moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards second. Skin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Sisti scores. Sane moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Braves. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 4 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Connie Ryan now playing second base. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With 4 walks. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Chambers, and towards Mock, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Sokold hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russell moves to second. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lowry hits a line drive into right field. Holmes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Holmes. Lowry moves to second. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 3 in the game. Skeffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowry scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Braves. Rube Walker pinch hits for Gene Mock. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clarence Mattern pinch hits for Cliff Chambers. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.